all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. So Matthew's Gospel says, Jesus speaking, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." This is God's Word. So the gates of hell, what do you think they look like when you imagine them in your mind? Maybe they are scary. Lots of demonic symbols on them, you know, devils carved in dark wood, demons with long tails and pitchforks, maybe dogs with horns and growling teeth, maybe horrible rituals pictured on them, you know, like a horror movie, really, really scary, these gates of hell. The more I imagine it, though, the more I think about those gates of hell, I don't think really that that's what they look like. What I see when I imagine the gates of hell is not some scary demonic symbols. It's a question mark. I think that on the gates of hell, right in the center, is a question mark. Because I think the definitive mark of Satan's kingdom is uncertainty. Uncertainty. Jesus asked the disciples a question, "Who do people say that I am?" And so they report various answers. Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. If you read through the Gospels, people thought Jesus was a lot of different things. Some people thought he was a magician, you know, a miracle worker. Other people thought, you know, he was a great teacher. Some people thought he was John the Baptist who had come back to life. All sorts of different answers. Some people thought he was a demon, the Pharisees. But it was all uncertain. Who knows who Jesus really is? This person says one thing, this person says another. Who can really know? And that is the mark of Satan's work. The devil doesn't need you to go out and to join some sort of satanic cult to get you on his side. He doesn't need you to go out and murder animals out in the woods or do some sort of horrible crime that gets you on the news. All the devil needs for you to do is to shrug your shoulders and say, I don't know. I don't really know. I'm not sure. When these questions run around and come around, the greatest weapon Satan has isn't necessarily for you to come out and reject Jesus altogether. It's just to say, I'm not sure. You know, I saw a show on the History Channel, and they were talking about the Gospel of Nicodemus and the Gospel of Judas and Mary Magdalene, and I don't know. Maybe Jesus was divine. Maybe he was the Son of God, but maybe he was just a person. You know, maybe it's just all a big story. If he can get you inching along in that direction, if he can get you to wake up on Sunday morning and say, I don't know, church is not all that important, and off you go to the farmer's market or turn on cable news, he's done his job. He doesn't need to put you in a horror movie. He just needs to make you feel comfortable and uncertain. And another thing about these gates of hell, they're really strange, you know? These gates of hell move. It says, Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Well, this this gates of hell are moving. Most gates, if you put up a gate, it just sits there, right? You put up a gate in a parking lot to make sure that nobody can steal the cars. You put a gate for your backyard so your dog doesn't get out. But the gate just sits there. It's defensive, right? It doesn't do anything. But the gates of hell are offensive. They go into battle. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. The gates of hell are engaged in a battle against the followers of Jesus, a spiritual battle, and they go after you, and they go after me, they go after the church. They don't just sit there. They attack you. And as I said before, what they attack you in is precisely your faith, your trust, your thoughts about Jesus, what he's done, who he is, where you can find him. We as Christians are in a battle with a question mark, with uncertainty, with the gates of hell. And it's a battle we will certainly lose on our own. If we try to fight this battle with our own resources, our own flesh and blood, our own hearts and minds, our own smarts, we will lose every time because we don't have it in us to win. We will end up on the other side of those gates if we try it that way. Uncertain, apathetic. You know, we live in times that not only are the gates of hell the defining mark, uncertainty, the times and the culture we live in is stamped with uncertainty about the things that the scriptures are certain about. So it's a tough battle. It's a fierce battle. Remember that we used to play a game when we were kids, when I was a kid, called rock, paper, scissors. Remember that? Yes, and you did, you know, sometimes if you had to choose who was going first or whatever, you'd play rock, paper, scissors. So rock, paper, scissors. And one would beat the other, right? So the rock, whatever it does, it beats the scissors, right? The scissors cut the paper, and the paper covers the rock. That's how it goes. Well, in our Christian life, we also play a game, a battle, contest. You might call this contest Rock Gates Satan. But the rock wins every time. There's no combination in which the rock does not win. The way to beat the gates of hell is how Peter did it. With his amazing confession, his amazing voicing of his faith. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Faith in Christ, that's the rock. Being certain about who Jesus is. Speaking it out loud. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus heard Peter's confession, recognized Jesus' faith, and said, changed Peter's name. He was Simon prior to this, son of Jonah, Simon bar Jonah. But now he said, you are Peter, and on this rock, you probably know that the word Peter is in Greek rock, Petros, right? On this rock, I will build my church. The rock beats the gates. Faith conquers Satan. Trusting in the Son of God overcomes hell. That's how we win this battle. Peter didn't do this himself, come up with the right answer. Jesus tells it. Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Peter's faith, the rock, is a divine miracle. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. Simon didn't do it because he was smart, because he studied, because he had a million books, he aced the test. God changed him. God changed him by the power of the gospel, by the power of hearing Jesus, seeing Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, from weak, wishy-washy Simon to Peter. Faith in God's Son, connected to Christ. Peter didn't defeat the gates of hell. Jesus did. Peter, we trusted in that Jesus who was there in front of him. Jesus' work is the one who defeats the gates of hell for us. And that's where our trust is. That's what the rock is, trusting in that one. That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, being certain. Not certain because we figured it out, but certain because God's Word is telling us and the Holy Spirit is giving us that faith, that that crucified one, the one who dies for sins, the one who is the baby in the manger, the risen one, that that one is actually God from God, as we just confessed. God from God, light from light, very God of very God, begotten, not made. That one, humble, low, servant, dying, bleeding for sins, is in fact God. Come to earth for our sakes in human flesh to defeat Satan and to stomp down the death, the gates of hell. It's what he does, Jesus. He crushes the head of Satan with his suffering. He stomps down the gates of hell with his glorious resurrection. Hell is defeated. We live as Christ's followers. We live as baptized children of God. And we do face this battle. Hell's gates do come after us. But we face an enemy who's already been defeated. The gates of hell have been emptied of their power. All of your sins are forgiven. Satan can accuse you of everything you've ever done wrong. But all of those sins have been put on Christ. And so he has no power over you. Satan can say, yeah, but I'm going to kill you. I'm going to rob you of life. And you say, okay, well, that means I'm going to be with all the saints and all the loved ones, and I'm going to be with Jesus forever. So Satan has no power over us. Satan has been robbed of all his power because of the rock, the Son of God in human flesh. And by a miracle of the Holy Spirit, by the work of our Father in heaven, we have been connected to that Jesus. And now we trust in him. And we walk through this life trusting and knowing that the victory has been won. And so while none of us, well, maybe some of us, were renamed Peter, we don't call each other Rock, right? I mean, maybe you do, and that'd be weird, but we all speak with Peter. We're all Petros, rock. And by that same faith that was in Peter is in us. And so whatever our circumstances, whatever the devil throws at us, whatever question marks or uncertainty, we say with Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.